Oh, now here we go.
I'm dreaming of a wife.
This guy sings like a man, doesn't he?
Just like the ones I used to know. Where are those streets?
Well, you know what they say? After Thanksgiving, you got to start this business.
Yeah.
Children, listen to it.
Oh, I want to bring in my favorite Christmas music voice, okay?
Who's that?
Well, it's a variety of artists, but of course they're jazz musicians.
Oh, why? Christmas.
Well, you always complain. You say that the music has no melody. These will be songs that you know, done jazz.
You want me to make you sick?
How's that?
My Christmas tree is up.
Alright.
So is mine.
Is it really?
Actually, I have four of them.
I'm dreaming.
Oh, yeah, there's a guy who sings like a man.
Christmas.
He's got dispensation.
Just like the ones
Please.
I used to know.
Why? Because he's a transvestite.
Hey.
Where the treetops.
Don't make fun of them doo-wop guys.
Huh? Listen and
mm-hmm. Ooh.
Listen to hear.
They were different times.
Yeah.
Jeez, all right, man. It's going to be a joyous holiday season.
How many trees are you putting up this year?
I ain't putting up any damn trees.
What?
Fa-la-la-la-lingus. Fa-la-la-la-lingus.
I have four.
Four trees.
Yes.
There'll be no Christmas in Dry Gulch this year.
Why don't you come over?
I've had, you know, bad experiences. I appreciate it, but Christmas is too... Christmas is too tough for me.
Really?
After what happened in my childhood. Yes.
What happened? This is your childhood, right?
My childhood, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I grew up at a changing time in America.
Uh-huh.
Where our stereotypes were cast from us. Just because things had always been one way doesn't mean that's the right way. Just because we'd lived under one assumption doesn't mean we couldn't be enlightened. And I remember climbing up into Santa's lap. I thought he didn't quite look like any other Santa I'd ever seen. But when we started chatting, I realized that maybe I was right. I said, Santa, last year I didn't get anything for Christmas.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, man.
See, Daddy got laid off down at the loading dock.
Yep.
Bad.
That's bad, yeah.
It was bad.
That's sure not bad, Deborah.
So.
We all been to that one, bro. What? That one you do all the way through the zone.
All right. Well, Santa, you see, last year there was no money. Frankly, you know what? I had to shoplift, if you know what I mean. I had to stick some stuff into my pocket without paying.
Brother.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, brother man. What you got there?
It's petty theft. That's what I had to do. And I'm thinking, you know, Santa. See that bicycle over there in the toy department?
Bad.
Isn't that nice?
That is bad.
What I'm hoping is that maybe you can see through it your way to... Jesus, Santa, your lap's kind of lumpy.
We don't straighten out of kicks.
Well, I was kind of hoping to get a bicycle. You know, like Malcolm Forbes' kid gets like a Rolls Royce.
And he's a multi.
He is a...
Multi. Mother multi-millionaire.
Well, Santa, he is a mother multi-millionaire. And I was kind of hoping that I could have that bicycle. Then it looks sleek.
It's damn hot.
I mean, I like it. How hot do you think it is, Santa?
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot of this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Yeah, well, I don't know if my mother let me do any crotch pot cooking, Santa, but tell you what, I'm pretty excited about the whole deal. So if you could get me a bicycle this year, I would really appreciate it. That's all I want. and maybe a 10-gallon hat.
Your mama.
I don't think that's a lot to ask for, Santa Claus. A bike and a 10-gallon hat.
Your mama.
You need to tell me, I'm getting neither the bike nor the 10-gallon.
That's right. I said your mama.
All right. Well, then, Santa Claus, can I reach into your glad bag?
Your mama.
Just close my eyes. I see the other kids reaching in there and getting some treats.
Your mama.
Oh, man. But I can't even have a random gift.
That's right. I said your mama.
I don't think it's fair, Santa. Come to think of it, I don't like my Christmas has been done over like this. And I left. You're going to give me, like, at least something for the recycling set?
Oh, this is real good today.
What do we got?
This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I'm going to end up with these $20 worth of cans before I leave here.
Well, that'd be all right.
It's a gold mine.
All right, well, goodbye, Santa. So, Marcia, I went home weeping. And I told my mother what happened. And she said, well, you know, Santa Claus is okay. But if you really want to go all the way to the top, you ought to write a letter to Jesus. Tell him what you want. So I sat down with my notepad. I wrote, Dear Jesus, first I'd like to say happy birthday. And I wonder if I could ask, and I wrote that, I ripped that up. I said, Dear Jesus, in the past I have been overlooked, but I wonder if your benevolent wisdom would let me... Nah, I ripped that up. Finally, I went out to the living room where we had this picture of Mary looking down on us. Very nice one. I took it down off the wall and I put it in the shoebox and I wrapped it in duct tape and slid it under the bed. And I wrote out a note that said, Dear Jesus, if you ever want to see your mother again, I'm going to get a bicycle in your butt!
It's the Greaseman Comedy Network.
Feel free to do it up big time as we begin the begin on this joyous holiday season. How are you going to spend it? You're going to get the whole mashpucha over for Christmas time? Everybody will be in there elbowing each other for room. Ripping away the packages, making believe you're enthusiastic about that bottle of Aqua Velva or that waffle iron if you're on my Christmas list. Eh? Look at that set of cufflinks and that bogus watch. Well, I tell you how I like to spend my Christmas. Maybe you ought to try some of this, get your enthusiasm back. Bottom knocking beneath the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Having us some sweet hobble-dogie as I watch those top-offs flop. Bottom knocking beneath the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some good bone dries and we'll do some hot tubbing. You will get a really zesty feeling when you hear...
Just take a rattle.
Who's your daddy? Let's be jolly. Ouch! My toothache is in the holly. Bottom knocking beneath the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday. Everyone find someone to love if you can't just pound away. Come here a second. Yeah. Zesty feeling when you hear...
Get up, give me a rack.
Who's your daddy? Let's be jolly. Ouch, my tush is in the holly. Bottom knocking beneath the Christmas tree. Let the Yuletide spirit flow. Be careful to keep your doodads warm when you're out there in the snow. Yeah, ooh, man, that's...
The Grease Man Show.
Grease Man, Mr. Holly Jolly Christmas. Hi, how you doing? Hello, operator.
Hello?
Yes, what's on your mind?
Hi, I gotta say, I love the show.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering, you know those, like, 11-year-old kids in England?
That kill that boy? Yeah?
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I am appalled.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call. I mean, what can you say about that? Two 11-year-olds grab a kid, beat him up, leave him on a railroad track. The kid gets cut in half by a railroad train. What's the feel? That's disgusting. The parents have moved away. They're in seclusion. They fear the effects of the mob. I mean, what do you do to 11-year-old kids? You wonder what kind of parents raise these animals. But sometimes kids just go bad. You know what I'm saying? All right. Thank you. I mean, what can you say? Is this something as hideous as that? Nah, it's Grease.
Hey, how you doing, Grease Man?
What's on your mind, buddy?
Oh, not much, besides you sit there and say you'd like to have a couple weeks after Thanksgiving to see Christmas.
Yeah, just
I'd like to have a couple weeks after Halloween to see Christmas. They start in the stores there with the stuff right after Halloween.
I know, sir. Every year. That's a sign of geezing when you find Christmas appalling. You realize that?
Yeah, you know it.
That's a sign of geezing when the time rolls round and you're thinking to yourself, oh, my God, no, the traveling, the presents, the gifts, the tree, the needles, the fuss, the moss. It's a sign of geezing, sir. So we should embrace Christmas and in so doing capture our youth. Look forward to putting up that tree, to being gouged by those pine needles, to the damn lights that three or four of them won't come on no matter what you do. You should look forward to the long trip through the airport to visit relatives with whom you only have a passing acquaintance. You should look forward to Christmas time, reaming your accounts over presents that will soon be broken and never used. Or worse, yes, trying to muster a smile when somebody gives you that scarf that you gave them the year before. It's just, you know, there's just too much emphasis on the commercial, I guess. And sometimes people forget the true meaning of Christmas, eh? I notice the Christmas tree stands are going up already. Christmas trees here. I remember as a kid, my daddy used to pull me on my sleigh, and we'd go from stand to stand and look at the different trees, and it seemed like there was always a florid man nipping out of a bottle selling those trees. A jolly time. Now the Christmas stands have a whole other different feel to them. I remember last year, I was going to get an artificial. I figured, what the hell. Get the real thing. Surprise my funny little honey. Well, I walked by this one stand, and I stood there, and I couldn't believe it. The two guys that ran the stand are trying to move this big Christmas tree, and they're arguing over it. I mean, obviously it was a heavy tree, but still, one guy was saying, all right, hold it some bitch up, I said. Higher, higher. And the other guy who was on the tail end had the big, thick trunk of the trees going, I can't get the bastard any higher. If I can get it any higher, hold it any higher. He said, well, push it, help me. He said, I am helping you. I'll help you to some of this. And then he gives him a shot in the head. Next thing you know, they fall on top of the tree, and they're like, you stupid idiot, I shouldn't have opened his business with you. I'll wrap this tree around your trunk. And that's when I jumped in, and with a meaty fist, I grabbed both guys and I threw them aside in the snow. I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. They turned on me. I said, look, you're talking about a Christmas tree. Are you listening to what you're saying? A Christmas tree. You're saying, hold this SOB up. And you're saying, that's as high as I can lift the pin. You're talking about a Christmas tree. The birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and you're cursing over it? They both looked down at the ground, their faces crimson with embarrassment. I said, this is a sacred time of year. I know there's some hassles. I know there's presents, and you guys, I'm sure, have regular jobs, and you're doing this after you do your regular job. You're here till midnight, and people are haggling you. Like you're the one responsible for these trees being $50 a piece. Come on. You into making a few extra bucks? That's okay, but remember, that Christmas tree is a Christmas tree. We're celebrating something here. Look up at yon stars. How do you think he'd feel like if he heard you guys talking about the tree just like you were? Come on. Shake hands. Now, I don't know anything about selling Christmas trees, but if I were you, I'd drag this Christmas tree to the front of the lot by the street. And I'd put a big light on it, maybe just a big star. It says, Christmas trees on sale here now. Come celebrate the joy with us. And if it's a little heavy, well, he ain't heavy. He's my brother. And so they shank. Introduce myself. Phil Sokolowski, nice to meet you. And they grabbed that tree and they dragged it down to the block, to the front of the lot. And while they were setting it up, I grabbed a nice 4.5-footer, threw it in my trunk, and I was like...
It's the Grease Man Show.
Yeah, it's the Grease Man Best Of Show. It was fun to hear him the first time, and it's even sweeter the second. Kind of like hobbling a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Let me take a break. We'll be back with more encore action.